Proclamation number 4836 of 12th of February, 1950. Spiritual death, new banishment in matter. It is truly better for you to endure bodily death than to fall prey to spiritual death at the end, from which there is only an awakening after an infinitely long time. You can exchange physical life with a life in the spiritual kingdom, and even if you have not yet reached the degree of light, you are still given the opportunity to enter the kingdom of light from darkness, whereas spiritual death means that you are deprived of every possibility to still mature in another world. To fall prey to spiritual death means a new banishment into solid matter, a return to the state which was your fate eternities ago and which you had long since overcome when you were allowed to embody yourselves as a human being on earth. Let your earthly life be taken from you and don't be afraid, for it is only the body which your enemies can kill, but the soul remains alive because it is something spiritual which people cannot kill. Especially if people want to kill you because you believe and don't want to surrender your faith. Then all fear shall fall away from you, then you should only consider that He, who gave you life, is Lord over life and death. That He therefore will not let anything happen to you other than what is good for your soul. Anyone who loses his life for the sake of faith can calmly give it up, for his soul will be taken into the kingdom of light where it will live eternally in bliss. But woe to those who try to preserve their lives and deny God. A short time is still granted to them where they pay homage to the world and prove their allegiance to Satan. But then death will irrevocably befall them in two ways. They'll lose their physical life and are doomed to spiritual death, which is the most bitter fate you humans cannot imagine. But you will constantly receive warnings and admonitions, you will be made aware of the end, you will be made aware of God's working in an unusual way. The responsibility towards your soul will be held up to you. You will be made suspicious by world events by seeing the decay of earthly goods, thus the transience of matter, and in the end you will still experience things which God, in His overwhelming love and mercy, will make you aware of in order to still change you in the last hour. But irrevocably the end comes and with it the fulfillment of what is announced to you. Make sure that your soul's live. Do not let them fall prey to spiritual death, from which there is no salvation for an infinitely long time. Amen.